we light this candle as one of celebration. Not because every evil has yet been conquered or every trial overcome, but because the mark of God's coming is indelibly stamped in the history and destiny of this world. There is a kingdom that will prevail long after this world's struggles have subsided. A kingdom whose doorway has been flung open and the light of Christ points us to its threshold. We kindle a flame to show our desire that this kingdom's dawn should be made known, to draw the eyes of those who long for a better world to the place where every such hope can be fulfilled. We join with those who declare the certainty of God's promise, revealed in newborn child and servant king. And so we seek the ways of this kingdom, confident that its sovereign will one day come again.
Good morning and a very happy Christmas to you from Romford Baptist Church. Thank you for joining us online this morning for our morning worship. Isaiah says, "For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Our first carol this morning, sung by our worship group, Joy to the World.
Sing.
Let us come before God in prayer. Our loving Lord, our holy God, on this, the day when we remember the birth of your Son, our Saviour, we come to you, Lord, in worship and adoration for your greatness and your love that has reached down to us in all our needs. We thank you today, Lord, that we hear again the familiar stories. But Lord, this day, in this strange time, may these stories become even more real to us. May they become a comfort. May they bring us hope. And so, Lord, by your Holy Spirit, just come to us this day in worship, in our worship, and in our praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our first reading this morning is from Luke chapter 2, starting to read at verse 1.
Good morning. This is the reading of Luke 2, verse 1 to 7. In those days, Caesar Augustus insisted on a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judah to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him, and was expecting a child while they were there. The time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room available for them.
Our next carol is that great carol, Hark the Herald, Angels Sing. Again, this was recorded by our church worship group.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Christmas to you all. Today, a funny old day. Once again, it just seems right and fitting that we do Christmas Day on Zoom. So here we are, a few days early. Me and Ian cannot wait any longer. So we're recording this ready for you to see it on Christmas Day. And Ian is desperate to open his presents. Now, he set me a challenge. He wanted to have the challenge this Christmas Day. He didn't want a boring day. So he said, could I give him some presents that he knows nothing about? And as he opens them, he is going to tell us the Christmas story and bring us God's word for us today from the presents I've wrapped. So bless him, he has trusted me to wrap some appropriate presents that he can open on our family service of celebration this Christmas Day. So are you ready, Ian, to have a little look inside your presents? I think he's more than ready. He has been telling me the shape of the different presents. So he's had a good old guess already. So Ian, let's have an open of a present, shall we? Can't do it all together today. So we're going to do it on Zoom and we're going to watch you enjoying your first present. And maybe you'd like to open the one that you described as feeling like a pair of tights.
Oh, right. Okay. So yeah, I've got a bag of presents here. Thank you, Jan. And you wrap them very well and they're very nice. And I trusted you, and trusting you is something I should have learned about a while ago. But you're a good team colleague, and so it's good to be able to trust you. And here is the first present that I need to work out what it is to do with the Christmas story. So here goes. I'm opening it up. And a pair of socks. A pair of socks. They're clean, which is a relief. And they're ironed. So that's good. A pair of socks. Socks go on feet. And one of the great parts of the Christmas story is that there was a lot of walking, a lot of journeying. Mary and Joseph had to travel to Bethlehem for the census. Wise men journeyed from the east a long way. Shepherds walked up to the stable. Everybody walked to the place where this is going to happen. Everybody was desperate to get to the scene. And so they were prepared to drop everything and walk to the place where the Christmas story was taking place. So a pair of socks is about walking. Jan.
Very good, Ian. A pair of socks. Who doesn't get socks at Christmas if you're a man? So it had to be a pair of socks, didn't it, to start the unwrapping off. So Ian, a pair of socks for you. I'd like to point out...
Interrupt you a minute, Jan. These are not men's socks. They are not...
But they are brand new, Ian. They are brand new. And you can give them to your wife because they're probably one of the nicest presents she'll receive from you this year. I'm sure she can probably do without the new Hoover or the mop that you've splashed out on. Give her a pair of nice socks instead. You can rewrap it. Okay, your second present is in a little bag. Would you like to open that up and see what is inside that?
This bag. Okay, it's a pyramid. A glass, sort of paperweight type pyramid, which has all kinds of sparkles through it. And I should imagine if light comes onto it, you'll get a rainbow out of it and all sorts of colours will come. So the rainbow could be about the fact that God once made a promise that he'll never flood the earth again. But God made many other promises. Promises like, I am going to send you a saviour who will redeem the world and make the world good again. It could be the pyramid is for the people who travelled from the east. It could also be the fact that God shines his light upon the world. The darkness has got become light. And of course, it sparkles just like a star does at Christmas. The Bethlehem star which led people to worship Jesus.
Very good, Ian. If you put your eye to it as well, it's a bit of a prism. So when you look through, everything appears slightly differently. And I kind of thought as well, that's a little bit like Christmas this year for us. Everybody's Christmas keeps changing every time you look through. Every time you turn on the news, how Christmas has changed, doesn't it? And on that early day when they first had Christmas, when Jesus was born, everyone's perspective was so different, wasn't it, as they looked through. And as you say, the light that it brings. Okay, we're going to try another one. This one, you guessed it again. You're a terrible, terrible guesser. This is the small little box with a bow on it.
The pink one?
No, smaller one.
Oh, the smaller one. Oh, right. Let me see what this is. It's a Marks and Spencer's gift voucher. When you get a voucher, the company that issues the voucher issues a promise that whoever you give this to gets the value of the voucher. So if somebody buys this is £25. That's very generous of you, Jan. Thank you very much. It'll get me a new pair of socks. And this is for a certain sparkly company. Maybe it's about stars. But it's a promise from the company that when you give this to somebody, you're giving them a promise that they can go and spend it in the shop. The gift of Christmas is something that we can give away. But we're giving away the promise of God that whoever welcomes Jesus welcomes life and has a new beginning. Whoever accepts this gift of Jesus can be forgiven and have a brand new start. The voucher that God has given each one of us, he's given it into our hearts, but it's unlike this voucher, which once it's spent, it's used up. You can keep on giving the gift of life, the gift of the message of Jesus to all.
Ian, you are so good at this. My goodness me, what a great way to do a talk today. Ian, you're so spot on with what you're sharing. Thank you. Well, do you want to open another present? Are you ready? Is there a little nod there? How about the one that you said was book-shaped?
Okay. And it does feel like a book. And Jan's very good at wrapping presents. Her presents are far neater than anything I wrap. And I'm struggling to get this one open. It is a book. It's a book that's called No Matter What. And it's an adoptive family story of hope, love, and healing. What better Christmas message? And on the back, it says, I love you no matter what. And the Christmas story is not that God waited until we were good enough to be welcomed and adopted and brought back into his family. God loved us so much that he came when we most needed him, when we were abandoned, when we were without purpose, and when we were lost. God came. And it came with a story of hope, hope for the future. It was a story of ultimate love, God coming into our midst and living among us. And it's a story of healing, healing our hurts, healing our past, healing our brokenness, and bringing us life together. This looks a great book and worth a good read.
A great book, worth a good read. Christmas story, being reminded about that hope and that love. How much better is that? What a story we have of reality and of truth. Okay, Ian, you've got your final box to open. Sorry, it's a bit pink and girly, but it's a special one for you.
The trouble is, the way that Jan smiled when she said that makes me a little more nervous about opening this one. It rattles. It's candles. Four candles. There could be a sketch just here. It's scented candles. But, of course, candles are very much symbols of Advent and of Christmas. We have lit and had the candles on each service during Advent to remind us of the words of hope, of love, of joy, and of peace. And those are the messages that Christmas brings: hope, hope for a future, joy that we can celebrate even in this tough time, peace, peace that God longs for us to have, and love, the love that God pours out on us. But of course, when you light a candle, however dark the room is, the light will be stronger. And in the dark world that existed 2,000 years ago, when our Saviour came and was born in a stable, light started to shine. That light has shone throughout history and has shone in many people's lives. We have heard stories in this church of people who have been in a dark place and have found Jesus, and light has come into their lives. And that light, even in the darkness of tier four of lockdown, even in the time when we can't do everything we want and the family we are missing, that light still shines. Jesus still is the light of the world. Well, thank you, Jan. Five gifts, which I had no idea about, but was so well picked. Thank you, because they brought a great Christmas message.
Ian, happy Christmas. Happy Christmas to every single person who opens their gifts and is watching this today. Whether you're alone, whether you're on Zoom with your family, whether you're with any of your family today, the fact is that message, those gifts from God that he has blessed us with, of Jesus as our Lord and our Saviour, the gifts of love and of hope, of grace, they're there for each one of us. It's been a joy to be part of Christmas with you all today. Happy Christmas, everyone.
Thank you so much, Jan. And our next carol is a new one, I think, called The Gift. Our next reading is from Luke chapter 2, starting to read at verse 8. And Margot is going to read this to us. Thank you, Margot.
And there were shepherds living out in the field nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round them. And they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those of whom his favour rests." When the angel had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherd said to them.
Thank you, Margot. And so this is for you. On the occasion of the when it's recorded in the Bible, the message was for the shepherds, but it could have been you, the caregiver, the domestic miracle worker, the chaotic factory worker, the law enforcer, the number cruncher, whatever you are and whatever you do, whoever you are, this message is from you. A messenger. That might be me on this occasion, but it could be an angel, which is not me, despite what my mum says. I am no angel. Except an angel is simply a messenger bringing God's messages. And I am a messenger with a message from God, so maybe I am an angel. Quick, where's the tinsel? Where are my wings? I had them last year, last Christmas Day, and some of you are still trying to forget that image, so I'm not going to go there. But I'm bringing you a message. The message is this: great things from God often happen in unexpected ways. You see, this was not how they expected the king to be born. They would expected to see the king in a stable, in a palace, not a stable, surrounded by security, not by animals. This is not what they expected, but God does things in unexpected ways. And the second thing is, messy and chaotic is okay with God. You see, the first Christmas was messy, it was chaotic, it was unplanned. It was not the way that Mary and Joseph thought it should be, but exactly the way that God had planned it. You see, right back in the Old Testament, there had been prophecies about the fact that the baby would be born in Bethlehem. This is no accident. God had everything in place. But it was messy and it was chaotic. A messy and chaotic is okay with God. The third thing is, he came because of you. That which I did with Jan, opening the presents, was just something to help us think about the Christmas story. And do you know what the thing I'm missing this year is? The show and tell. We haven't got everybody coming up on the stage and unwrapping their presents and having great delight as they found what was inside their presents. No. But the greatest present, the present you can't unwrap, but the present that is there for you, is the present of the Saviour's presence with you. With Jesus present with you in your family right now, the Jesus present with you as you eat your Christmas dinner, Jesus is present. Welcome him, because he came because of you. And worship is invited, be that shepherds or wise men, or you and me. We are all invited to worship, and oh, how we wish we could worship together, in singing our songs, in our carols together, lifting the roof of this place. It would be but so great, and our normal, perfect, and organized with the worship group having had rehearsed their playing for so long, and everyone sitting in their rows waiting. But your worship in your home, your worship of Jesus today is just as real to God and just as wanted as that gathering together. There was a man named Bill, and he had wild hair, wore t-shirts with holes in it, jeans and shoes with no socks. And this had been his wardrobe for the past 4 years. He was a mildly eccentric, a brilliant person. And he became a Christian recently, and he came to worship. He came into a church, a very traditional church, a very probably middle class church, where everything was done in order. And he came in and the service had begun, and he started to walk through the church, down the aisle looking for a seat, but the church was full. And now as people observed him coming in and not finding a seat, they started to look uncomfortable, but no one said anything. And Bill was getting closer and closer to the front. And when he found those seats, he just sat down right on the floor. Although perfectly acceptable in college settings, by now people in the church were really upset and the tension in the air was thick, and this should not happen in this church. And then a deacon. Yes, the deacons, those are the ones to be feared. Slowly made his way towards Bill. This deacon was in his 80s. He was a distinguished man with silver grey hair. He had his full suit on. He looked the part, and he was walking with a cane. Everyone thought, you can't blame him for what he is going to do now. You could not expect a man of his age and background to understand what some man had done in this way and think he can worship sitting on the floor. It took time for this man to reach the boy, and Bill was there on the floor, and this 80-year-old deacon was approaching him. And the whole church became utterly silent, except for the click, click, click of the walking stick. When the elderly deacon got next to Bill, he dropped his cane on the floor, and with great difficulty, he lowered himself and asked Bill, "May I sit with you?" The man sat next to Bill and worshipped with him so he wouldn't be alone. That was not what the church was expecting. That was not what would normally happen in this church. And I can imagine, as someone who is often in receipt of these things, the correspondence that would follow. But that is what God loved. In the first chaotic, messy Christmas, when God was doing unexpected things in unexpected ways, it was messy and it was chaotic, but he came because of you, and he invites you to come and worship. God just delighted with the fact that Bill was there. That deacon showed the love of God by coming to join with Bill. And I'm inviting each and every person watching this service this morning, where you are, to worship God in your chaos. Don't worry about the paper all over the floor. Don't worry about the fact that the dishes haven't yet been done. Just worship the child in the chaos, in the unexpected. Because Jesus came to bring radical action, radical behavior, a radical good news, because he was a radical savior, a radical God. Will you worship Jesus where you are right now? Our next carol, O Little Town of Bethlehem, another carol that has been recorded by our worship group.
Good morning and happy Christmas. It's lovely to have the opportunity on Christmas Day to wave to you, to blow you a kiss. And wherever you are, whether you've got the Christmas turkey smells coming out your kitchen or you're still wandering around opening presents while you're watching this service, a happy Christmas to you all and greetings and thanks for all your ongoing care and love to us. We're going to have our challenge video. Now, this was the video of people who'd enjoyed doing the treasure trail. Whether more people did it and they didn't send their photos, I hope you enjoy this and you'll get a clue as to what was the answer. Enjoy.
They journeyed far, a weary pair. They sought for shelter from the cold night air, some place where she could lay her head, where she could give her babe a quiet bed. Was there no room, no corner there, in all the town a spot someone could spare? Was there no soul come to their aid? A stable bare was where the family stayed. Do you have room for the Saviour? Do you seek Him anew? Have you a place for the one who lived and died? Do you have room for the Savior?
The music that we had to the back of that, thank you, Sarah, for singing it, was Do You Have Room for Jesus? And of course, the answer to the quiz was Make Room for Jesus. For those of you who want to know whether they got the right number of sheep, crowns and stars, you needed to have found 11 sheep, 12 crowns and 15 stars. Well done. I know that those of you who were doing it seemed to enjoy it, and I had great delight putting it together. Thank you to all those people who are willing to have one in their window. I had the opportunity about a week ago now to speak to Andy and Rihanna, and you will now see a conversation between us and them as they join us on this Christmas day.
Hi, Andy and Rihanna, happy Christmas.
Hi, happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas, obviously.
I know, and you won't be able to see them, but they will be saying happy Christmas back to you when they see your lovely faces on the screen. It's lovely to have you as part of our Christmas Day service, and I know we've done this a couple of times and we're not using the technology of Skype, we're doing a pre-recorded one, so it's great to have you with us. Let's kind of catch on. You asked us for prayer earlier about your apartment, and I can see you've got some lovely new kitchen units behind you. You've obviously got moved.
Yeah,
we managed to move in. We spent some time getting the apartment ready. Some hitches and glitches that we found out as we moved in, like hot water, that we've been sorting out. Everything's settled now. It's all good. And so we're putting our energy and investment now into how do we get to know the other people in the block? How do we make relationships and connections so that we can share Jesus where we are right now?
So is it a big apartment that you're in?
We've got two bedrooms and then kind of like a combined kitchen living area. Okay. So it's reasonable. We don't feel like we're living in a shoebox, but...
Brilliant. Okay, and are there many other flats or floors or things like that that you've got neighbours around?
Yeah, so we're in a block of, it's got 15 floors.
Right.
And we're on the ninth floor, and I think each floor's got about seven.
Flats.
They're not all lived in. And this morning during some of our, sometimes in our meetings, we have, we can hear the building work going on. That can be a bit fun. Hmm.
So if suddenly drilling starts, we'll know that's the reason why.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what's the current situation with you COVID-wise in Moldova? What's kind of, you know, what's the impact for you and the work and kind of even church services and things like that? What's the situation?
Yeah, so the cases have been increasing. They've been spiking over the last couple of months. Mm. But really what was happening was there was a local election for the government coming up for the president of Moldova.
Right.
And everything was being held off until that had been sorted. And so when that had finally finished, then about a week and a half, 2 weeks after that, they announced that we were going to be going back into a lockdown. It wasn't quite as hard as the first lockdown.
Right.
They asked the government requirements were if you can work from home, work from home.
Yeah.
Nice and clear, like they are in the UK. So everything's a little bit more tight. You have to wear masks everywhere outside, even if you're just walking in the street.
Right.
Social distancing is still a thing. You're not allowed in groups in public places. Restaurants and things close at 10 in the evening until 7 in the morning.
Right.
That seems fairly regular. Meetings are limited to 50 people.
Right.
So a lot of churches are still meeting with social distancing and masks. But there's still some tension there because a lot of the members are elderly and vulnerable. And so there's just some real practical issues that need working out.
Right. And I mean, in one sense, the time of year, with it being winter, it's obviously a time when really poverty and hardship's a real issue, isn't it? I mean, that's one of the things that you've been involved in the past. So how's that working for you when you're in a lockdown, in effect?
We go forward with great wisdom and caution. We have been able to complete our clothing project.
All right.
And this year, so usually we have a firewoods project and a food project as well. Yeah. This year, to meet the needs in the country, we've been able to receive extra funding,
right,
as an organisation to provide more of those supplies. So one cool thing that we're able to do this year is in Transnistria, the breakaway part in Moldova. Normally we're only able to provide firewood, but now we're also able to provide the food projects as well. So we're really able to reach more areas of the country through that this year. But we are going with caution, making sure that as we go into the villages that we are healthy, going in smaller numbers, using the locals wherever possible to help us out.
Yeah, and just sensible things like no one from OM is allowed to go if they've got any kind of symptom.
Yeah.
So, or if you have a symptom, you need to have a negative test come back before. So it's just, yeah, trying to balance that. How do we meet people's needs while protecting them at the same time?
Which means, I suspect, for you as it is for us here, everything's that much slower, and it takes much more thinking about to do anything.
Yeah, the passion is there to go ahead and to keep going and doing, but it takes great control to realise, actually, this isn't the most loving thing to do at this moment, to just push forward. We need to just pause, plan our steps ahead, and then go forwards.
Yeah. Which is fun, because Eastern Europe anyway is a very flexible place, but it just means that we need to be even more flexible. So it might be, you know, you're given an hour or two's notice of, oh, we're having the delivery of all of the food for the food parcels come in.
Right.
We need two more guys to come and help unload the 3 tons of stuff that's arrived. And, just trying to be full of grace and meet that need at the same time.
So that's presumably, in one sense, one of the kind of prayer areas is how to kind of respond when something like that happens with the conditions that you're living under.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we see, we all see, you know, when we're in this kind of situation, people get a lot more stressed, a lot easier. Often we're not certain about what's coming in the days ahead. And that can really get us in a bad place. We really need to be asking God for his love for even our brothers and sisters, because we don't always get on all the time. We don't always see eye to eye. Yeah. But we really need that if we're to be a good witness to those around us.
Yeah. Are there any other areas for prayer that would you particularly want us to focus in on at this current time?
We go into the year ahead with more dreams and plans of what we would love to be able to do. We are able to work from the guidelines that we know common ground has been applied, in Moldova and in other countries. So we go forward trying to anticipate some of the things that we need to work around and be careful of. But realistically, things going to pop up here and there in the moment. So we have our training program, which runs from January to June each year. We're going ahead, we have participants signed up, and we are taking precautions where needs to. We'd love to be praying for those individuals who are coming, that they will be ready to learn and ready to grow, and that God will be teaching and guiding them so that they will be equipped for missions wherever they end up being in life. That's our...
Yeah, I think the other prayer point would be that we would really see opportunities within the block that we're living in to really be the hands and feet of Jesus. We see that there is a need in those in the lives of those who are living in this block with us. But it's been, up until now, we haven't really known how we can meet that. And so we want to be on the lookout for ways to bless people, ways to really speak that love of Jesus into their lives, their situations. So real wisdom for that, and eyes to see opportunities, and then the will to take them.
And for it to that first encounter to be one that you can be built on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. There's nothing worse than a bad first impression, is there?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Andy, Rhianna, time as ever disappears, but it's great to have you join us on this, what will be shown on Christmas Day. And as we continue to uphold you in our weekly services and in our prayers, that we know that God is with you as he is with us. And may you have a blessed Christmas. And 2021, we know God has got all sorted. We've just got to trust him for it. So thank you.
Thank you.
It's lovely to see them, isn't it? They've often featured on their screens on Christmas Day, and it's just been a real blessing to catch up with what their situation is there. Let us pray. Loving Heavenly Father, we thank you that where Andy and Rhianna are, and where our missionaries are, in fact, based across this land and across our world, we thank you that you are the God who is there with them as you are with us in our own homes. We thank you for that new apartment that Andy and Rhianna are able to enjoy now. We thank you that all the practical stuff, such as the electrics and the plumbing, have been resolved. And we do pray that in the coming days and weeks, that as they have those first connections with other people in their apartment block, that Father God, you will just enable those first encounters to be a good one. And that, Lord, as they develop the relationships in the coming time, that, Lord, they will be really positive opportunities just to walk and to show you at work in their lives through the conversations that I had and through all that they do. Bless their continued ministry, Lord, with OM, particularly with COVID and the restrictions that is placing on them. We pray particularly also for their health and protection with COVID and all that goes on, in a sense, a long way from home. We know that there's healthcare in Moldova, but Lord, we recognise too that it's a long way from family. And Lord, just really bless them, protect them, Lord. Just pour out your anointing on them, we pray. And Lord, we pray too for our world. We pray for each and every one today who is suffering from the impact of COVID, whether as a patient, a recovering patient, as someone who is caring, as someone who is at work in the emergency services or in the community or in our care homes like Parkside, wherever they may be, where all those care workers are, Lord God, we thank you for them. We thank you for their dedication. We thank you for all the emergency services who put themselves on the line again and again and again. Lord, we just pray that, Lord, those who need a touch from you will have that and experience that for themselves this day. We pray too, Lord, for those who are waiting for outcomes of hospital results and tests, for ongoing medical needs, who are lonely this Christmas because they're unable to be with their families. For those for whom this Christmas is bleak, but Lord, we thank you that you are there with them. We pray that this Christmas, albeit as different as it is, will still be a special one because you will be there with them, and that, Lord, they will just have that opportunity to invite you into our homes and just to enable you to be part of our celebrations. Father God, we pray for those who will find this Christmas hard simply because their loved one is no more with us. And we pray for all those who are grieving this Christmas time. Lord, surround and comfort them, we pray. And Lord, as our time of prayers come to an end, we thank you once again that you came to bring light and hope and peace. We pray that in all things and in all ways, we will keep our eyes on you. Come and find from you the hope that comes from the love that you have for this world. God of the past, the present, and the future, we thank you that we can trust you for our daily needs. Amen. And we continue with the words of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. I hope you enjoy this next video that is the setting the scene of the new course that we're going to be running in January. And you'll see this two or three times in the coming weeks, but it's really important for you to see it and to see it's God speaking to you to come on board, to be part of this discovering our Bible and all that it means to us in the months ahead when, as we continue with lockdown and restrictions and waiting for the COVID vaccine to be rolled out across our population, that Lord, that maybe in the coming weeks, this is one way that you can engage from your own home with the Word of God. Enjoy. And our time together has come to an end, and we together, as God's faithful people, sing our final carol, O Come All Ye Faithful.
Oh!
the angels appeared to the shepherds, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests." And we too can celebrate that good news of Christ coming to earth as that tiny baby. And however the rest of your day goes, may you know the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with each one of us, both now and forevermore. Amen. I hope you enjoy our final song sung by our worship team here at church. Happy Christmas.
Jesus, he came from the glory.